Part 3. Short Passages. Directions. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D.
Passage 1. People in their 60s should go to university to retrain because they will be expected to work for longer before retirement, the British government has suggested. Older workers who take courses to keep their skills up to date will be more likely to keep their jobs, claims David Willetts, the higher education minister. Mr. Willetts said the age limit on student loans to cover tuition fees had been lifted, making a degree course great value for older people. This would help them cope with the pressure they would face to keep up to date as they worked well into their 60s, he suggested. His comments followed a government report which found that the country's future economic success would depend on the skills and contributions of older workers. Campaigners for the elderly voiced doubts that prospective pensioners would be willing to commit to challenging degree courses and increased levels of debt to continue working. One in four people will be older than 65 by 2033. And economists have warned that the aging population will place an unsustainable burden on taxpayers unless more people work for longer. The state pension age is set to rise to 67 by 2028. Ministers have warned that they have no idea when younger workers in their 30s will be able to retire. Mr. Willetts, who is accompanying David Cameron in India, urged workers older than 60 to give further education serious consideration. There is certainly a pressure for continuing to get retrained and upskilled, he said. Higher education has an economic benefit in that if you stay up to date with knowledge and skills, you are more employable. Mr. Willetts said a university course had wider benefits, making people more likely to lead healthy lives. Education is such a good thing, it is not reserved for younger people, he said. There will be people of all ages who will want to study. There is great value in lifelong learning. Questions.
17. Why should British people in their 60s go to university to retrain?
What has the British government done to encourage people in their 60s to retrain?
In what aspects will further education benefit the British people in their 60s?
Passage 2. China attaches great importance to educational development of the whole nation and lifelong learning, said Vice Premier Liu Yangdong there on Monday. Liu made the remarks at the opening ceremony of the International Conference on Learning Cities, organized by the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, from October 21st to 23rd in Beijing. In the 21st century, the country emphasizes lifelong learning with the formation of a learning society as an important objective in the construction of a moderately prosperous society, Liu said. Based on the access to internet by a population of 570 million, as Liu put it, one-sixth of Chinese cities have proposed the construction of learning cities, and more than 400 cities have organized reading festivals, reading months, and other activities. We will emphasize the link between construction of learning cities and new urbanization, Liu said. Vice Minister of Education Liu Xin said, China should strengthen international cooperation and promote exchanges between learning cities. In the 1960s, UNESCO proposed the concept of lifelong learning and emphasized lifelong education as the cornerstone of a learning society. Irina Bokova, Director General of UNESCO, also attended the opening ceremony and delivered a speech. More than 500 representatives from 102 member states of UNESCO participated in the conference.
Questions. 20. According to the news, what objective did China emphasize in the construction of a moderately prosperous society? How many Chinese cities have organized reading festivals and reading months? 22. According to the news, when did UNESCO propose the concept of lifelong learning?
3. Promotion of retraining programs and further education is recommended as ways to reduce mismatch unemployment in a survey published on Thursday by the Institute for Labor Market and Employment Research. To reduce mismatch unemployment, unemployed people can learn another profession, switch to another branch, or move for a job. While the companies can further qualify the applicants or employees, if they do not have the needed knowledge, according to the study. Supporting the regional mobility of job seekers is also recommended by the study as a way to reduce mismatch unemployment. The mismatch unemployment shrank as a result of the decline of the unemployment rate, the survey showed. The mismatch unemployment represents the bulk of unemployment that can be attributed to a lack of fit between job vacancies and unemployed people, said the study. The study pointed out that between 2005 and 2010 in Germany, in the wake of the decline in the unemployment rate, the mismatch unemployment also decreased. According to the study, mismatch unemployment arises when the unemployed people and job vacancies do not match due to the human capital requirements and the regional situation. As a result, the unemployed people in some occupations, industries, or regions need a longer than average time to find a job. Meanwhile, in other professions, industries, or regions, it takes longer than average to fill job vacancies.
Questions. 23. What is this news mainly about? 24. According to the news, what causes the mismatch unemployment? 25. Which of the following can also be a way to reduce mismatch unemployment?